Hi, dictation for Sonia Carter. S-O-N-I-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth 1/16/78. Date of accident 5/13/2022. Date of services 7/20/2022. Miss Sonia Carter is the victim of an automobile accident as a front seat passenger on 5/13/2022, where she was T-boned on a passenger side. This led to headaches along with patient complaining of pain in the neck and the lower back. Lower back pain was the main, with some pain in the left thigh and some pain in the right arm. Currently, patient reports that her pains are still continuing. Neck pain is around 8 to 9 and lower back pain is 8, with numbness, tingling of the left upper arm and left upper thigh. In addition, patient suffers from no headaches. She reports that the pain level usually varies between 6 to 8, and the ADLs are reported affected 7. On a scale of 1 to 10, 60% relief has been obtained with the current pain management protocol, including physical therapy. ADLs that she reports are sleep 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, while the walking ability and work is affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. General activity, mood, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, according to the patient. In the system review, patient reports ongoing vision disturbance and difficulty sleeping. However, she denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, balance problem, memory problem. There is no confusion as disorientation. Patient further denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck and the lower back only, along with stiffness in the neck and the lower back, with decreased range of motions of the neck, no difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, and no blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is coughing, but there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, or shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization, or any other trauma. She reports that she has been seeing a neurologist at Mind, M-I-N-D, who actually ordered a MRI of her brain with and without contrast, as well as MRI of the neck and the lower back that we haven't got any idea about. Current pain medications are Tramadol that was removed from her. It was given only one time due to the fear of seizures. The patient does have a history of seizures, for which she is seeing the neurologist. Substance abuse is none is reported, and compliance is the patient reports full compliance. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 132 over 84, pulse is 68, pulse of 100. Rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 6/23/2022. Dictation number is 0623-067, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to continue all the medication, which are Celebrex 7.5 milligram twice a day and Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Lunesta 1 milligram daily, and Voltaren gel and Lidocaine patch. The patient is provided Tylenol with codeine number 3, 30 tablets for pain relief, and Tramadol was discontinued after personally calling the pharmacy. Other than that, patient will continue her physical therapy at 3 times per week, and with traction massage, aqua therapy, gait training. Patient will remain disabled for work and housework as well as transportation. The patient is advised to get the records for the MRI from Mind. Other than that, the patient is stable. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you. She can continue her chiropractor and acupuncture also if she so desires. Thank you very much.